What follows here is a very, very important nakuda that's found in Maimer of the Rebbe that is connected with between Tisha B'Av and Chamisha Seba'av. That's how the country is in Tashin Nun Aleph. It's a very important nakuda. It answers the question that troubles many people, even those who learn, especially those who learn Dvar Malchus, and very, very kedai to understand this inyan. This is coming from Kuntris Chamish Hasad Ba'av, Tashin Nun Aleph. It's a mimer, Ketz Sam L'Choyshech. And we're going to take one nakuda in that mimer, but it's a very, very important nakuda. See how the Rebbe explains it, and it will clarify many things. So we're going to start with a mushroom from the physical world. The human eye perceives light. Every eye of every creature is a kli that receives light, perceives light, recognizes light. But only when it has, the human eye only perceives light that has a wavelength between approximately 380 nanometers, which is some measurement. That's the color violet. And at the other extreme, 715 nanometers, which is what we see as red. In other words, what's the difference between the colors that we see is the wavelength of the light. So if the wavelength is between 380 and 750, so this is the spectrum, this is the rainbow that we see. But these light rays are only a small fraction of the very broad spectrum of rays that exist, from 0.0001 nanometers in wavelength to a full meter in wavelength, which is a huge, the amount that we can see is a tiny amount, a tiny percentage of visible of the wavelengths is visible light. And what else is there? There's gamma rays, x-rays, ultraviolet, infrared, microwaves, radio waves. All of these are waves, but they're not perceivable to us as light. In fact, that's how an infrared camera works. It does perceive the waves on a certain level that our eyes do not perceive, and then it puts it on a screen so we could see it. So in other words, most of the waves we cannot see. So obviously we're not here to learn science and physics. What does this have to do with Geula? So we're going to see that this is a basis, this is a mashal for understanding how the Rebbe can say that the Geula is here, and all the end times have passed, and yet we remain in Golus. On the face of it, there's no logical basis to say that something coexists with its opposite. You say the Geula is here, and then the Rebbe says we're in Golus. The Geula is the opposite of Golus. If we have one, so automatically you don't have the other. But let's look at what the Rebbe writes here in this Maimer, Ketz Sam L'Choyshech, which was said on the Tisha B'Av Nidche in Tavshin Chof Dalit, and they printed for Chamisha Seba'av in Tavshin Nun Aleph. So if you look in Ois Tes, so there in Ois Tes section 9, the Rebbe describes the Ketz, the end of the darkness of Golus. What's it? Ketz Sam L'Choyshech. It's Geula, the end of the darkness of Golus. How does it happen? It's brought about by the revelation of a new aspect of light, Oir Chodosh. This aspect of light has no connection with the world. Not only is this light that has that illuminates the world, there's light that's above the world, but it's shaykh to the world. This light, this Or Chodosh Geula, has no connection with the world. And thus, the Rebbe explains, it's capable of completely nullifying the darkness, unlike the aspect of light which illuminates the world, which can only push away the darkness, but it cannot nullify it. Right? Sounds good. So the Rebbe writes, this is according to the Rebbe, we must understand, seemingly in the future Geula, the darkness of Golus will be nullified, because then there will be a revelation of a new light, an Or Chodosh, above connection with the worlds. However, the world itself, as it is in its parameters, including the revelations that are connected to the worlds, will remain in Golus, Chas V'Shalom. That's a pretty shocking word. The Rebbe says, L'choyra, seemingly, when this light, which is above connection with the worlds, is shining, the world itself will remain in Golus, because this you're turning on a light that our eyes don't see, according to our physical mashal. The Rebbe is saying that the Geula is a revelation of a new light that, as we said, seemingly cannot be perceived or grasped by the world, since this light is completely beyond any connection with the world. In other words, the Rebbe describes a Geula, meaning a revelation of the new light. What's Geula? It's Or Chodosh. But the world remains in Golus. But wait a second, Geula is down here with us. What's going on? So to use the example of the light waves, even if someone will direct a tremendous burst of infrared light in a person's eyes, the person won't even blink because the wavelength of infrared light is beyond the realm of human sight. The eyes don't see anything from that. The eyes are incapable of perceiving infrared light, no matter how strong it might be. The light is shining, and the person remains in darkness. He doesn't see anything. So here, this is what Rebbe's saying. It was a possibility that the Geula is here, and yet the person remains in Golus. The world remains in Golus. In other words, the light of Geula is in fact here, but it hasn't penetrated our senses yet, and thus we remain in Golus, which means that the true and complete Geula didn't happen, because true and complete means also down here. So the Rebbe introduced this concept with the word seemingly, lechoira, which means it's not the end of the story. We could relax. We're not stuck here. So the Rebbe continues, again quoting the Rebbe. Thus it is understood that even though the nullification of the darkness of Golus comes from the essence of the Or, Atzmus Ha'or, higher than the light which illuminates the worlds, nonetheless, the Geula will be also in the parameters of the world. This is because the revelation of the essence of the light, Etzem Ha'or, that will be in the future, Geula, will shine in a revealed way also in the light that illuminates the worlds, and through this, in the worlds themselves. So now we can relax. When we're not stuck, took care of that Lachoira, that seemingly the Ora Geula will shine, we can remain in darkness forever. So seemingly, as the Rebbe said, the worlds could remain in darkness of Golas, even when the light of Geula is shining, but in fact, this Or Chodesh will also illuminate in the worlds, as the Rebbe described. How did the Rebbe describe it? Not that this light will be perceptible in the worlds, but it will, how does the Rebbe say it? It will be revealed in the Or that illuminates the world. In other words, the Or itself, this Or Chodesh of Geula, we can't see it, as we are enclosed in physical bodies of this world. But that Or itself will be enclosed in the Or that does illuminate this world. And then, so we will see it as it is enclosed in the Or of this world. So we might think that by writing this in the Maimer, the Rebbe is simply uprooting that lechoira, that seemingly, and telling us it's not part of the equation at all. Another way you could say, it's not going to be like that. It could have been like that, but it's not going to be like that. But when we read the final section of the Maimer, which we're going to quote here, the Rebbe explains how this Or Chodesh will shine in the worlds, which lechoira is not possible, since it's beyond connection with the parameters of the world, and this will bring us our understanding. So now quoting the Rebbe, also the nullification of the darkness that will be in the future Geula will be in the world in its inner dimension, Bepnim Yusui, that even though the nullification of the darkness that will be in the future comes about because of the revelation of a new light in Or Chodosh, which is beyond connection with worlds, nevertheless the world will be a kli for this Or, and through this will be fulfilled the intent for a Dira B'Tachtonim, for Hashem Yisborech, in the lower worlds, that the lower within its own parameters will be a dwelling place for his essence. End of quote. Let's analyze that. The key words here are that the nullification of darkness will be in the world B'Pnimi Yusoy. What is it B'Pnimi Yusoy? It means it's not going to be obvious. You're not going to just see it. It's B'Pnimius. You have to look for it in B'Pnimius. And the world, the Rebbe says, the world will be a vessel for this light, will be a kli for this Or. This means that it's not automatic that the Or Geula will also illuminate in the world and automatically nullify the seemingly lechoira problematic Golus in the midst of Or Chodesh issue, Golus amidst Geula. Rather, it comes about through our Avoida. Not only do we have Avoida which draws down and reveals this Or Chodesh, in other words, where does this Or Chodesh come from? There's another mimer that the Rebbe says, the Or Chodesh comes from our Avoida. Sirus Nefesh and Golus, Bechulu. So we're the ones who created and drew down this Or Chodosh through our Avoida. Then there's another Avoida. There's another Avoida, which is to make ourselves in the world a Kli for perceiving this Or Chodosh, and an Avoida to open our eyes to grasp this light, which is shining B'Pnimius, and we don't see it. If we go back to our example of the light waves, so imagine that a person could develop his power of sight so he would be able to perceive also infrared wavelengths and also ultraviolet wavelengths. But even so, even if he already developed that ability, let's say, even so, but he still has to open his eyes in order to allow the light into his eyes to see what he previously could not see. So too by us. We have rectified the vessels to receive the light of Elokus, but we have to let that light in. It's here b'pnimius, but we have to, and we have the ability, but we have to let it in. We have to let it in. So the problem, this is the problem in the quotation marks. The Geul is here, the Or Chodesh is shining, and we have even succeeded. The Rebbe tells us, we have even succeeded in making the world a kli for this Or Chodesh. But, as the Rebbe says many times, we need to open our eyes. You have the kelim, the Or is shining, you have to open your eyes. And I'll stick in here something that the Rebbe said at Parshas Mishpatim Tavshin Yudalit for bringing. The Rebbe told the story of the Rebbe Marash, that he took his son, the Rebbe Rashab, on a tour of the heavenly realms. Okay, that's what the Rebbe says. Hecholos lemaylo. And among the things they saw was a chassid, says that the Rebbe Rashab saw a certain heichal, and he went, that was filled with tremendous light, and he went over to see what was there, and he saw that one of his father's chassidim was sitting in this very bright heichal in Shamaim, full of light, and his eyes were closed. So he asked his father, what's the story over here? And then Maharash explains that the tremendous light in this heichal was generated because this chassid knows many, many Pirkei Tanya Baal Peh. He knew a lot of Tanya Baal Peh. But despite that, and all of the Or, his eyes were closed because he didn't understand. And the Rebbe, in that sikh, when he tells the story, he says, the lesson for us is that we need to open our eyes, not just to repeat from memory, but to understand what we are learning. So now we know what the Rebbe means when he says to open your eyes. To open your eyes is to understand what you're learning. So the Tanya, the direct, and the Rebbe also gave the way to do it. The direct way to do it is through learning the subjects of Mashiach and Geula. And the Tanya explains that what are the Enea Neshama, the eyes of the soul? This is Chochmah. And what is Chochmah? Chochmah is Torah. And also at the beginning of this Maimer, the Rebbe also hints at the same thing. Again, quoting the Maimer, this is the beginning of the Maimer that we're talking about. It is known that every revelation is via Torah. Torah Oyer, the Torah is light. From this it is understood that since the nullification of the darkness of the Golas is via Oyer, therefore in order to draw closer and speed up even more the future Geula, this is via the study of Torah in the subject of Oyer. And then the footnote, the Rebbe says, in addition to the fact that Torah in general is Oyer, in particular Pnimis HaTorah, through the study of Torah in the subject of Oyer, this is brought about even more so. So in other words, all Torah is Oyer, but when you study Torah on the subject that you're trying to illuminate, so that's the direct way. And we're trying to reveal the Geula, so the direct way is learning in Yanayim Shirech of Geula. The Rebbe's not joking. So to summarize, the light of the Geula is inherently beyond our grasp. It's like a wavelength that we don't perceive. Nonetheless, we are able, we have the ability, the Rebbe in the Maimer explains also this inyan, but we have the ability to make ourselves in the world a vessel to perceive it, of this light, this Or, as it shines within the familiar Or of this world. However, this will be bepnimius, and in order to open our eyes to grasp this new light, we have to open our eyes via Torah, via learning Torah and understanding Torah, and especially pnimius Torah. Then we can grasp the inner dimension of what we see within the parameters of our world. And you can take a look what the Rebbe says in Parshas Chukas. The Rebbe says also the same thing. The Rebbe says over there, in the Devar Ma'achos of Parshas Chukas, through understanding Pnimis HaTorah and the soul of the matter, one is able to see there also the hidden good, even though one does not see this revealed, or even one sees the opposite of good. That's exactly what we're talking about here. It's through learning Pnimis HaTorah. Here the Rebbe is emphasizing Pnimis HaTorah and the inyan of Mashiach HaGeula. And so then we will see we will grasp in the inner dimension of what we see in the parameters of our world and identify and perceive that the Or HaGeula is shining here. But until then, until we bring in the Or of Pnimis HaTorah, bring it in, open our eyes and let it go into our kelim, so it's possible that we could be sitting in the Geula or we can remain in the darkness of Golas. At least Bechitzonius, the Or Geul is shining with full force, and we're like that chassid who's sitting amidst all the Or with his eyes closed. So let's open our eyes, start learning Mashiach V'Geula in a way of understanding. All this the Rebbe says over and over, and the Rebbe's not joking. This is the Avodah.